And there was a firefight!
Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scales, episode number 28. Hooray!
There was a firefight! Bing!
Correct.
Bing! Don't even say.
None of that. It's over.
It's over.
A new intro.
Oh, because of the Hulk Hogan thing.
Yeah,
and then I just took them all out.
Except for the one. What's the one that you kept?
The firefight?
Yeah, who even says that?
Oh, that's from Boondock Saints.
Yeah,
it's William Dafoe.
You're not enough of a bro to understand.
Bruh.
A Brodock Saint.
Yeah, you gotta. You need at least one barbed wire tattoo on your body somewhere. And like.
Around my bicep?
Yeah, possibly a camouflage hat to really fully.
Appreciate.
The Boondock Saints. Look, I liked Boondock Saints.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I think I still do.
I liked it.
But there's a whole like culture of people who are like, yo, Boondock Saints, yeah! Come on.
A little too serious.
I still like it. It's still a thing.
I was having this conversation the other day. It's kind of like a thing where the fans ruin it more than itself ruins it. Like Tool.
Yeah. That's fair.
Makes sense.
Well, everyone agrees.
Fans ruin a lot of things.
They do.
Mm-hmm. Fans are the worst.
Like the internet.
Except our fans.
Our fans. Thanks for listening.
We love you.
Is anybody listening? Okay. Tap, tap, tap.
Listening on.
So, I guess we'll go into how everybody's been doing. You want to do that? You want to go into it?
Sure, I guess.
Our thoughts and feelings. And as always, our thoughts and feelings are sponsored by the comic book store. 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. Leander, go!
Wow. Let's see. I might be leaving.
Okay.
All right, next.
Oh, dropping bombs and then
leaving
bombs. Earth, the podcast.
I knew it.
The Martian. I applied for a new job, and it's a global position, which is pretty cool.
So you get
are you
work.
Captain Planet?
So you are world. You are leaving the planet.
Yeah. It's a global position.
It sounds like a super villain.
Yeah.
Like, did you
on the
sign
International
up to be...
Space Station?
Yeah. Did you sign up to be Cobra Commander?
Maybe.
What did you apply for here?
So I'll be the Associate Director for Global Diversity and Inclusion for...
The planet Earth.
For everything nature-based.
Okay. Right. Everything
really
nature-based. That's kind of like everything. It sounds like you're taking over the world.
Yeah. It really does. Like, it's not
it's the vaguest world takeover ever.
There's not enough diversity on this planet.
Polyander.
Leander decides who lives and who dies.
Not diverse enough.
You must die.
I will not rest until all this diversity is the same.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Twins are the first thing to go.
He has spoken.
Jeez.
So we'll see. I applied. The job closes today, so I'll know by probably next week or so if I get an interview. And their start date is January 1st, so it's a pretty quick turnaround. But I can live anywhere in the globe, so I will probably, eventually will move, yes, but until my lease is up in February, I'll probably stay in Jersey till then. If I get it at all.
Global.
That's pretty cool.
So,
fans, you know, email us and let us know if you want us to Skype Leander in or if you want us to just kind of ignore it.
And just pretend.
Just say, we'll keep in touch.
Yeah. But so, if you're sad, you can send me a postcard at P.O. Box.
You send us a postcard.
Like, you could just write in everything. Yeah, just write,
I moved all the way to Cherry Hill. Crazy. If anyone remembered Fraggle Rock, that's when I would remember when he used to get the postcard from his grandpa.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that would be like a
Who's in outer space.
He was global.
Yeah, he was global.
That's what my dad told me.
When you laughed at 12, when you were 12 years old.
That's a joke. No, he's a good guy. He's around.
He's in my life.
He's in my life. We have a...
Rubbing it in.
We have a relationship.
Rubbing it in. Is that a tear?
Is it? It's dusty in here. So if you could live... If you get the job, you know, God willing, where would you go? Where will you live? Where in the world is Leander Santiago?
Diego. So I think right now my top pick is for the U.S. Is Atlanta, Georgia. Mainly because my family's in Florida, but I don't want to live in Florida, so Atlanta's a good alternative. And outside of the country, I don't know yet.
Prague.
So I've thought about Germany multiple times. So maybe living in Germany. But again, it has to be near an international airport. So
that is the limitation.
They have one of those in Kentucky. So
nowhere is off the table.
We have two right near here, you know, Atlantic City and Florida.
Hey, you could live in Newark.
Whoa. So anyways, we may be testing out this whole calling in for a podcast thing soon.
Lou, we'll keep in touch.
Lou, you'd actually be the best person to test this in because you're never around. So you can just call in for a podcast.
It's going to be all phone-in podcast.
I'm just across the street in class. You guys podcast sometimes, not always. Okay.
Yeah.
Shots fired.
I mean, you know, Lou's very bitter about it. It's okay.
I did. My ego needs to be constantly stroked. I know how that sounds. And I'm comfortable with it. Because I'm the greatest.
He's comfortable with all the stroking. Yes. It's fine.
That's me. Anyways, Ryan, how are you?
Ryan Young? How are you?
Beat that. Beat the new ruler of diversity of the world.
I'm going to a different dimension. I hear that the Large Hadron Collider, they're going to try to communicate with another dimension. I'm going to be the guy that does it.
I'm just going to go in there and
I'm just going to go in. Punch my other me right in the face. He'll never see it coming.
He'll be a girl.
Not cool, bro.
It's funny. I had this idea for a podcast that's basically this, where you just ask somebody, like, how was your day today? And then you just talk about somebody's day.
Oh.
So it's kind of like this. You're stealing my podcast idea.
Yes,
we do this every
single
time.
We've been talking about our days for a long time because we care about each other. That's just what people do when they care.
I usually hit the 15-second advance when you guys are doing that.
Like Leander could wrap up his day in 15 seconds.
It'll still be going.
I don't have anything going on. I invited myself on the podcast.
You did.
With no material.
Nothing going on.
I got a text a couple hours ago. You're like, I'm invading your podcast. I'm like, okay, bring a book. Done.
I did. I actually, here's what I did. Uh-huh. I stopped playing Fallout last night early to Fallout. Read comics to have to review for the podcast.
That's very impressive.
All right.
Yeah,
I came prepared.
Apparently, quitting heroin and stopping playing Fallout to do one other thing is basically on par.
So that means the world to me.
Yes, I have kicked heroin to come here.
Yes,
that's a pretty big deal. Yeah. Well, and Ryan, you've also lost a ton of weight, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
You're melting away.
That's true. Yeah, you are melting away.
Do I sound thinner?
That's a good question. Yeah. Right on our Facebook page, if you think Ryan sounds thinner.
Yeah, and if I don't mention it at all.
Yeah.
If I sound the same, only if I sound thinner.
Luke.
Hey, well, I'm going on tour this weekend. A two-show tour.
What?
To Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and then back here in Gloucester City at the undisputed home of rock and roll, Jack Swinbar. So, Yeah, so that'll be fun. We didn't have a place to stay until about 30 minutes ago when my guitarist's wife was like, you don't have anywhere to stay? I have a Couchsurfing account. I'm like, okay, you know, you can give it a shot. I think it's kind of a hard sell for four dudes and their, you know, roadie to...
Oh, what, in Pittsburgh?
To couch surf, yeah.
Couch surfing.
We got...
I would totally let that happen at my place.
What's that?
I would let that happen at my place.
See, that's cool. Yeah. And I was proven wrong because we got a reply within 10 minutes. So nice. That was...
Did they say you were high council? That is enough right there. Like, high council looking for
her. No, I actually emailed the person from her account because she's a non-threatening looking Asian woman. And I was like, my husband's band is coming. They're very responsible and neat and tidy.
Now, how do you know this person isn't a serial killer of bands on tour?
I mean, I guess you never really know.
You're worried. You're thinking that you're the aggressor. What if they're the aggressor?
Well, I mean... This person had 9 favorable reviews. So
are they still living?
At least 9 people survived.
From their phone, from the dead person's phone. They added 5 stars for me.
Wow, what a convoluted serial killer.
How else is supposed to lure?
And now that I've dismembered the body to leave myself a favorable couch surfing review from an IP address of the person I murdered. The perfect crime.
They'll never trace it back to me.
Yeah, now that's a comic book that's gonna happen.
I was thinking when I had Quiet Hollers sleep at my house.
Oh, that's right, you did.
I did, and I did the same thing. And when Dawn and I were driving back from the show, I was just like, I want to do, like, just think of something that's going to, like, freak them out and just do, like, hey, you guys want to read my screenplay? You know, yeah. Like, what do you think of my screen? Or, you know, like, don't go in that room! Do not go in that room! You know, just, like, whatever weird things. I didn't. I just was normal the whole time. Aww. But
that would be
which
great.
Is also scary.
When the Quiet Hollers stayed over at my parents' house, and last time they were on tour, and my brother just happened to have a Sega Genesis and Mortal Kombat, so
that's all you need.
That went well.
Yeah,
that's all you need.
Dawn also made them a giant breakfast, like a smorgasbord. There was like eggs and bacon and toast and like whatever and all this stuff, and they were like, "Wow, that's really nice."
See,
they don't get that sort of treatment on tour.
Yeah, sure. They don't. The thing is, with the Evening River Band, they're all vegans and I'm a vegetarian, so if anyone ever tried to make us breakfast, we would have to be really rude. Like, well, wake up all these eggs and like sausage and bacon.
I asked ahead of time, and I think only one of those dudes is like a vegetarian, but they were like, he'll eat whatever. He's on tour. He doesn't have a choice. Like, that's basically what they said. So, and then he did. He ate pretty much everything, a little bit of everything. So,
well, that's mighty kind of you.
Not me.
Oh, well,
Dawn.
It's mighty kind of you.
I kept saying like, dial it down a little bit.
Yeah, they're gonna get expectations.
Dial it back. Yeah, to be like, let's only stay there.
You were like grumbling on the couch.
No, it was fine.
Room.
It was a lot of fun. We played some Street Fighter. It was probably similar to.
Nice.
All right, Tim.
So you're couch surfing then?
Oh yeah. So couch surfing. It should be a fun time.
So what are the dates on your? Doing it at the top and the. And
it's
the,
literally tomorrow. Or no, we're leaving. We're leaving in 2 days. So.
All right, never mind. By the time I get this up.
Yeah.
Lou, how was the tour?
We had a great time. Hell yeah! Only 2 of us got murdered.
The others escaped.
The other we escaped. You know, we're calling this one a wash, fellas.
And then you left a negative review.
That's right.
Person is a killer. Do not go.
3 out of 5 stars. Breakfast was great. Murder not so much.
It'll stroke your ego at least.
Yeah.
Before he tries to kill you.
Yeah, you can kill me and chop me up. Just butter me up. You know what I'm saying? I need to hear positive reinforcement. It's a tough world out there. You know what I'm saying, serial killer. You've had some hard times, I'm sure.
Oh, boy. All right, Tim.
Well, what I've been doing is the same thing I've been doing, which is moving. But by the time I put this up, I will have been moved. So it's over. It's finally done.
You must be so relieved to been about to be done moving.
Yes, exactly. It's been a nightmare. It's almost over. So,
and I haven't even helped yet. Time. You should have had me help. I don't really have time. I just realized I
that
sort
was
of
the worst
volunteered.
Comment ever.
Yeah. I thought that was all one run-on sentence, too.
Just in the middle of saying it, I realized that like I just committed myself and I don't have any time to help you.
I would love to help you. I can't help you.
But if I could, you would have got done a lot faster.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for that.
Bullshit. Sorry, man.
It's all right. It'll be good. And, yeah, so that's the only reason why I don't know when this podcast that you're listening to now will actually go up.
Has gone up. You don't know.
Gone up.
Because when? I don't know when my internet gets turned off. I know it's supposed to get turned on.
Wait, podcasts are hooked up to the internet?
It's weird.
It's not just radio waves?
We're not live?
Caller, you're on the air.
The last time I moved, it was such a pain in the ass to get the internet correct that I just went to the library and put up the podcast. I was like, the library?
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Tim's in the bus stop because they have Wi-Fi. I need to get this podcast out. Sure, move along.
Before the battery dies on my laptop.
So you like your new house? You excited and all that?
If I wasn't so exhausted, I'd be excited. But yes, I will eventually be excited. Hopefully we can podcast from there. Give Leander a bit of a break.
Well, he won't be here.
That's
right. He's going to be off-world.
Yeah. Right. He's going to take out Jack's twin bar because it's a twin. Jack's bar.
Just Jack's. Not diverse enough. Oh, twins.
That's really when two members of High Council bit the dust.
The twins and High Council.
First to go. So we got news?
I got news. You guys want to do news?
Yeah, the news.
Let's do the news. What's happening? All right.
Yeah. What's popping, Daddy-O?
Whoa. Weird. All right. So the Jessica Jones trailer... The second one came out. Leander hates it.
What?
Leander just is like, I want nothing to do with strong female characters.
He wants it written on his tombstone, actually. Yeah.
But I think it looks great. Lou and Ryan, how do you feel? Because I know how Leander feels, and we'll dive into that in a second.
I mean, it looks like it's done... I saw only the first one, but it looks like it's done a lot like the Daredevil show, which was great, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, I actually think it kind of looks better than Daredevil a little bit.
Mm. Yeah, it might.
I'm not terribly familiar with that character other than Luke Cage's girlfriend and baby mama.
Was she Alias
Yes.
or something?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So that correct. They made an Alias show, right?
That's a different thing.
Completely.
Yeah.
It was a completely
That was J.J. Abrams' spy show.
With Jennifer Gardner.
Oh, it
has
nothing to do with... Okay.
Completely different show. But Alias was the first Marvel Max comic.
And yeah.
Because it was successful is how you got like all your awesome... like Walt
and it was
Frank
Bendis
and all that other stuff.
Bendis creation, right?
It is a Bendis creation. Yeah. Yes. So...
Cool. But I mean, yeah, I don't really know much about. I didn't know. I thought that she was just a private detective. I didn't even know until this trailer that she had superpowers because even in the comics, she doesn't. She's always just holding a baby, as far as I know.
Yeah, I never knew what her powers really were because I was only really familiar with her from New Avengers,
right? Exactly.
Which is like, mostly just
holding
the baby.
Yeah.
But like every now and then, there was like one issue where she's like, "All right, puts the baby down and like punches somebody like to the moon." So I knew she had powers, I just didn't know specifics. But I didn't read Alias. It's all going to get re-released in trade form.
Yeah.
Purple Man is a big part of that, apparently, so I was glad. Because he's originally a Daredevil villain.
Right.
And David Tennant's probably a perfect casting for that. He looks
crazy. He's a scary villain, too. He always was, even in the comics. He's a pretty scary villain.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all mind control and suggestion.
And if she's like, and it's that old, you know... mind versus strength, physical, because she's a bruiser, I'm assuming. Like, it looks like she crushes the alarm clock. I'm pretty strong. I couldn't crush an alarm clock.
You need to keep trying.
you gotta do more than five sets of push-ups.
Four
sets of five.
Oh, nice.
Four sets of five.
Nice. I'm just saying I got a good grip.
I got a good
grip. You hear that, ladies?
You ain't getting away.
Don't go in that room!
So, Leander, tell me what you don't
want.
Like.
I hate everything about this entire show.
This is Marvel, we know. Moving on.
I don't know. Explain it.
It has nothing to do with Marvel. It has to do with the fact that she is a nobody character that they're pulling out of their butt. She's just Luke Cage's wife, girlfriend, baby's mama. That's all she is. Why they choose her over a Carol Danvers, over even Elektra would be a better choice than Jessica Jones, a better version. Any female, I mean Jubilee, any character.
Jubilee. I think we hit it.
That's it. He's mad it's not a Jubilee solo show.
No, she's just a nobody character. They should have just chosen someone different.
But she's street level, and that's what they're doing with all those Netflix shows.
It's the old Hell's Kitchen gang. Like, they got a thing going on.
No, Jessica Jones was barely a part of that, though. You don't remember her. No one knows her. She's just Luke Cage's girlfriend.
This is called New Territory. New Territory is a good thing. If I see one more Spider-Man origin story or grim, dark Batman movie,
I don't need that either.
I'm going to shoot someone.
I want something.
In Fallout.
Because you didn't like Guardians when that came out either, and that's the same kind of idea. Guardians. Nobody really knew those characters.
Do you still not like Guardians?
I still don't like Guardians. No.
Oh, interesting.
Well, I mean, it's the second highest rated Marvel movie on Rotten Tomatoes, so
you're wrong.
I mean, I'm not wrong. There's a lot of idiots out there.
Yeah, he's right.
I'm okay with the fact I would prefer that it would be an original character. Jessica Jones could be that. It's just that it's a hard sell. It's a hard sell for me. Again, will I watch it? Of course I will, but I'm not going to
Then stop.
What do you mean stop? No.
I'm surprised.
Fine. You talk
to
the same
thing. I have to watch it because it's part of Marvel and I got to podcast it or whatever, but I don't really care for it.
He's doing it for the job.
Thanks for the dedication.
Not a problem.
Yeah. Tim, I heard Moon Knight's a possibility now.
Yeah, I think that's why Leander's so angry.
Because he wishes it was Moon Knight?
No, he's Jubilee not having... Jubilee's going to be in a movie, too, but it's a Fox movie. So he's just kind of like...
No, who would be another female character similar to Jessica Jones that most people know about? Electra would be the most, but again, she's been done.
Of Spider-Woman.
Spider-Woman would be cool. I like Spider-Woman.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, what?
That's Spider-Man. That is Spider-Man.
I don't even know how to respond to that. There's only Spider-Man.
No. I said it's already Spider-Man.
Right.
I feel like that might have been something they would have done, but maybe they couldn't. Maybe that was tied up in the rights issue that they had until recently.
And again, it's got to be a street level person too. Because even if you do Carol Danvers, I mean, then you got to do space.
I agree. It's too
but
much.
You're right.
The budget's too high.
And they can't do X characters because of Fox, so
it's
like
so who
female
would you do,
street
yeah,
level very, characters is
I mean, like, there's characters
looking at his Wedding of Deadpool poster so that he can see every character in the Marvel universe.
She-Hulk would be the
one. Would like She-Hulk.
I would argue that. Probably be pretty
She-Hulk
good.
Would be
but She-Hulk would be better as like half comedy, half action.
That's fine.
Where
but she's
like
still doing better
because they do the lawyer scenes and then they do the fighting scenes.
Like, well, then that's also like Daredevil. But then they could know each other because they're both lawyers.
Exactly.
They
exactly.
do it in the comics.
They do it in the comics.
So I'd have been happier with She-Hulk.
I think they should have just made Hawkeye, the Matt Fraction Hawkeye run, as a TV show.
That would be great too.
That's street level. That's amazing. And not Jeremy Renner because fuck Jeremy Renner. I don't like him.
Opinions today.
He kinda sucks.
Everybody brought their opinions.
Does anybody
to the
like
table.
Jeremy Renner? Be honest
Adam
here. Does anybody here like
really
Jeremy
like
Renner?
Him?
I mean,
I didn't like
I mean,
him
are you
the,
over the moon about
I didn't
him?
Like him in the...
What did he do?
He's Hawkeye.
Grimm's Fairy Tales movie. What was that?
Hansel and Gretel.
Hansel and Gretel,
yeah. Yeah, but that was a bad movie.
So I mean, other than that...
I feel like he's really unlikable.
Yeah...
I don't feel
he's like an unlikable Nathan Fillion.
Robert Downey Jr. is probably unlikable.
No, in real life. On the screen, he's likable. In real life, he's probably a dick.
Jeez. Avengers cast going down. You already don't like Hulk.
Don't even get me started on Hulk.
I don't like...
Like Bruce Banner.
No,
Ruffalo?
I don't like Ruffalo.
You don't like Ruffalo?
I like Jeremy Renner better than Mark Ruffalo.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Interesting.
I think he's a better actor.
Mm. So who is your favorite Avenger person?
Actor?
Yeah, actor.
Evans. I'll say Evans. Chris Evans, yeah,
he's really good. I like the three main Avengers, and actually, I like everybody.
Yeah,
except Mark Ruffalo.
I
think everyone is really comfortable in their characters by this point, and is doing really well.
Yeah,
that's
I lean towards Evans as well.
Oh,
because he's done so many other weird movies. I like
just weird
movies.
I finally saw Ant-Man though.
Did you?
Did you like it?
I enjoyed
it. Comedy?
I didn't. No, I like comedy. Comedy's okay.
This is not serious enough.
Take this man, turn him turning into a small person and communicating with ants most seriously.
No, I have no problem with the comedy, even though the comedy was pretty watered down. It was pretty like rom-com comedy, but that's fine.
I mean, it's Paul Rudd. That's his. That's where he lives.
Yep, he lives there. My only real problem with it was it's like the whole, we've seen the whole like CGI what the world looks like when you're a small thing and like Toy Story and Ants and you know like all these other CGI.
So you think
movies.
They should have done Giant Man?
I think eventually he will become giant. Yeah. I think they're saving that for when he's on the Avengers and like some shit goes down in the scene. He's going to be like, wait, this thing goes the other way? And everyone's like, holy shit, Ant-Man's huge! Like, because I would say that the general audiences, like that might, they might not see that.
They don't know any better.
They're going to be like, no way. So if I was the movie studio, I would like hold out for like,
final fight.
You can have that, Marvel. That's yours.
Given to you by
There are just so many scenes of like, this is what ants look like when I'm small, and this is what like a record looks like when I'm small, and this is what's like, I saw Toy Story, and I saw, you know, the Woody Allen ants movie, and I didn't see Bee Movie, but I imagine it was sort of the same concept. Like, we're
I was
small,
over it by Bee Movie.
The ship really sailed on the whole big small thing. But it's kind of like, all right, we get it.
Sure.
But other than that, I mean, it wasn't a bad movie.
I like that it was like a heist movie. That's what I liked about it.
I liked the heist in the beginning where he was just regular man.
Oh,
regular man.
And he just like had to actually be a cat burglar. Like, that was really cool.
And his sidekick was really funny too. That guy, he was a funny guy.
Yeah, I'm saying it's not a bad. Well, here's my 4 months too late movie review.
Appreciate it. Out on DVD next month.
It was got like a 79 on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm fine with that. C++.
Seems fine.
All right, first line of news, next.
All right, so this is just a quick little thing.
Moving right along.
Yes, moving along. Chloe Grace Moritz, which is Hit Girl in the Kick-Ass movies and other movies, is going to play
plays Hit Girl in all the other movies.
She does. It really changes the dynamic of the movies. This one will be very different when she plays Hit Girl as live-action Little Mermaid movie.
Disney's really going
it's
to that live
Disney.
Action
Why?
Well.
Why? What?
It's not Disney.
What?
It's not Disney. Little Mermaid is actually a Christian Andersen, a Hans Christian Andersen.
That's always been. So is Frozen, and
right.
So it, like you know, like they.
So it's
they
not
just
at
steal
all
fairy
Disney.
Tales.
So it, I don't have any.
But
idea
Disney's
how
making
this will
it
be.
Though, right?
No,
Disney's not making
they
it.
They just don't own it.
It's
who's making it? Just domain. Tell us, Tim.
Oh yeah, tell us
who's making it.
Tim? Who's making it?
Tim, who's making
it? Tim Burton?
It?
Who?
Ooh, good guess.
That would be amazing. No, I don't know. I don't know a lot more details. She's just the one attached to it.
What a cocktail.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Easy. This is supposed to be a quick little blurb, guys. Calm down. I didn't think the Little Mermaid was going to be the thing that set us off the rails.
We want to know.
I wish it was a Netflix show.
Leander doesn't. Strong female swims. Yeah. He's not about it.
I hope they get an epic like movie ensemble score cover of the
High Council can do it, right?
There you go.
Wait, you just gave me an idea of mixing that with the Terminator theme.
This sounds like a job for SoundCloud.
Yeah,
SoundCloud, get on there.
Let's do it. Well, no, for someone to put on SoundCloud.
That's awesome.
Good idea, Ryan.
Thanks. Well, it was loose.
You want to start a band?
Yeah.
We have one song, guys.
There it is. Next news story. This won't be long either.
We would be internet famous.
We would.
Instantly. That's a million views.
That's a million views.
This is why I lose off the podcast.
This is why I lose definitely the podcast.
It would get a million views.
Yeah.
Anyways.
He's not interested.
He's not interested.
I guess originated
on the Capes and Scowls podcast. Could be flashing across the YouTube video the whole time, but now it won't be.
This could be big for you, buddy.
I know you guys aren't going to do this. I'm fine.
You know what? I'm doing
now,
it.
Yeah, now we're doing it.
Oh, good.
I'm driving up to Brooklyn.
Fine.
I'm going to drive up to Brooklyn, and we're going to do it. I'm bringing a 4-track.
Let's do it.
Awesome.
I don't live in Brooklyn.
Aren't you there all the time?
No. Anyway, we can do a Kickstarter.
Kickstarter?
No, we'll do a GoFundMe so we get the money.
No matter what.
I hope the listeners can hear me shaking my head in complete sadness.
You know what? Well, now you don't get to donate to our GoFundMe.
It's all right. You're not diverse enough. You'll be down.
Do it, guys. No, I don't think so. No way, pal. Straight. Oh.
Get this out of here. Both of them. Two straight white guys? Nope.
No, this art cannot be valuable. In the trash.
So, Gem and the Holograms movie came out, and after 2 weeks, they pulled the movie from theaters. I didn't even know it was out.
Me either.
Yeah, apparently it's like the lowest grossing movie of all time, like per screen. Right. Or like, yeah.
Yeah. It made $1.3 million from 2,400 screens.
Yeah.
That means a ton of those screens were just empty.
They did it.
The average, I think, was what, $50 per screen?
No, no, it was more than that. It was like $450 per screen.
Was it?
Yeah, but like even to put that in perspective, like that Steve Jobs movie that like bombed or whatever, like horribly bombed, it was about $1,000. So like even like this movie was so shitty, it made half of a shitty movie's like, you know, box office total. Yeah. Like,
it would have been good for Ryan Hayes movies. To go see Jen.
Well,
yeah, but he already knows what that's about.
It would have to be a special.
Yeah, it could be where we just watch the lowest grossing movie of all time.
You should do that every
year. Mystery Science Theater 3000.
No, but you could do that every year.
Watch the lowest.
Watch the, whatever
movie.
Was the lowest, and just
that's a good idea.
It.
Yeah,
I have you can have that, Ryan.
It would probably be a really good documentary. You'd be like, wow, this isn't funny at all. I learned a lot.
Turns out
no one knows.
I've already seen the highest grossing movie of the year, probably because that's why I made that money because everybody saw it. Mm-hmm. Although I have not seen Jurassic World, which was the highest grossing of this year.
I have not seen it either.
Field trip, let's do it.
I have not seen. I gotta admit. The only Jurassic Park movie I've seen all the way through is number 2.
Oh, and that's the worst one, probably. Yeah. That one's bad.
Mm-hmm. Saw it in the theater.
I'm sorry. I saw it in the theater, too, and I was covered in ticks. But we won't go there.
Weird.
What? Okay.
Just let it go, people.
And I was,
just let it go.
I was finding ticks on me and then throwing them at people in front of me.
That's gross. Oh, God. The worst kid.
All right.
So when I see like your old high school pictures on the internet, I can totally see you doing that.
Yeah. Here's why. We were probably doing something in the woods that I am not going to go on record as doing. Of saying that I was doing before we saw this movie. And then we walked through the tallest grass, like the grass was this tall to get through, to get to the Regal or whatever.
It was up to his eyes, people.
No, it really was. They were like, and we were like stomping through it, getting through there. And it wasn't just me, the two other guys that I was with. Also,
you went. Okay.
No,
you went a whole
guys,
different
Leander,
direction.
Don't worry, nothing can happen.
I thought this was a date situation.
No.
It was.
No. Yeah, no. All right, fine. My mom's never going to hear this. We were smoking pot. All right, we were smoking pot in the woods, like 17-year-olds do or whatever. And
I'm
going
to tell your mother.
Cut this pot
caller.
Out.
Who is
cut
this?
Out the whole tick story. Just cut it out.
We have a live caller. Yeah. Who is this? Oh, this is Ryan's mom. Ryan's mom. You're on the air.
She's keep the pot. Cut out the tick part. It's gross.
Yeah, yeah. And we were all covered in ticks from walking through this high grass to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. So the grass was high, and you were
on grass.
Almost poetic.
On grass.
Oh wow! It works on so many levels. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like all I'm high just listening to this story. Are you mad?
I'm not mad. What's the mom
time wise?
What's the mom statute of limitations on smoking pot when you were a teenager?
When they secretly tell you that they smoked pot once.
Yeah, that sounds right.
I'm actually pretty sure my mom never did, but
she did.
You gotta ask her.
Yeah, you gotta ask
her. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. She'd be like, "No, but I did coke for a while." Yeah. Like, it'll be like, I feel like everybody has one weird thing they probably did.
I skipped to meth, son.
I was pregnant with you.
Explains everything. All right. Walking Dead has casted Negan for the TV show. Motherfucker. Walking Dead has cast Negan.
Casted.
Motherfucker. Walking Dead did something with the character Negan. It'll be Jeffrey Dean Morgan playing Negan in the end of season 6 and then returning in season 7. Do you guys read The Walking Dead?
Nope.
No, I am 2 compendiums behind, but I always mean to catch up.
Okay. If you watch the show, this will probably ruin things for the book and whatnot. So if you want to catch up, do it before this happens. This character, I don't know how they're going to do it on TV.
Spoiler alert.
Yes. This character curses so much where it's sentences like, you fucking fucker, fuck, nonstop. Like, that's a normal sentence for him. Mm-hmm.
So, I know, you're looking at me sad because we try not to curse, but I don't know why we try not to curse.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
Why do we try not to curse? So, because you have children who listen to this? Mm-hmm. Illegitimate children.
Illegitimate children up in the heavens listening.
Alien children.
They have
children.
Tinfoil helmets on so they can hear Dad.
Yep. He's the global guy.
Could not get it.
It's a bit of a stretch, but...
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's some interesting news there, but, like, I'm just gonna go on record. I've gone on record anywhere I can with this, that show is a steaming pile of dog shit.
It is, and it kind of is. The walking dog shit. I keep watching it. I don't know why.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
Is it?
It's bad.
I don't think it's terrible, but I keep watching it. Like, at the beginning of the season, I'm like, God, if the first episode's just awful, I could just get out. But, like, it wasn't terrible, and I'm like, oh.
I tried all the way through to the second season. I kept trying, and because everyone's just like, "It's so good, it's so good." And I'm like, "There must be something wrong with me." And then I'm like, "No, the show is just not good."
I think the thing is, like, I like watching horror. I like watching B horror, and like some of the effects, it's like they're good. It's like I can justify it. I've sat through such bullshit in the past.
I've sat through the worst horror movies of all time.
You're watching it and you're like, well, I did watch Shrunken Heads. That was pretty bad. That had the fat kid from The Sandlot. He was a shrunken head. It was nice.
It was a nice movie.
It was good he got out of the house.
Watch Shrunken Heads. It's floating little heads that have like switchblades in their mouths and they fly around and kill people. I swear to God.
That sounds better than The Walking Dead.
It needs a reboot. Anyways, next story. Masters of the Universe movie. Did you know that was happening?
I didn't either.
But they casted He-Man.
Is it Dolph Lundgren?
No, I know. I wanted it to be Dolph Lundgren. Sorry. No, it's a guy I never heard of, Mike O'Hearn. He is a 4-time Mr. Universe. He's a former American Gladiator.
How many times actor?
First time actor.
That's what I'm going to get at. Yes. He looks the part. He looks perfect for the part. He's jacked beyond belief. He's acted in small TV and movie roles, but nothing of super note. So that's the thing. Would you rather have the guy that looks the part or the guy that's actually acted? With Dolph Lundgren back in the day, you kind of had both.
Yeah, he's never really acted.
Right, that's true.
He's acted like he was acting.
But you know what, though? I feel like, all right, so like back in the day,
mm-hmm.
Like when that movie, you wanted He-Man, you wanted him to be buff, you kind of had to go with like a weightlifting kind of guy,
right.
Like whatever. But I feel like in 2015, like your regular actors are already pretty buff.
Yeah,
you don't have to go find a muscle man to play when there are actors who are buff.
Yeah, if like they'll just hire like a personal trainer to put you on a crash diet. Right. In 6 months, you're like
right, exactly. Like Chris Pratt, he went from fat to having muscles in Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, I mean, like they do that now, and people have muscles now in 2015 that they didn't have in 1985.
Sure. So you would prefer that? Because I know I've said on the podcast, you know, I think we were talking about Wonder Woman and how she's kind of small to be Wonder Woman, and I'm like, it's hard for me because I'm like, I see pro wrestlers that look the part more than her, but they probably, maybe they can't act. So it's like, what would you rather have, I guess, is the old debate. This guy looks the part, though.
What would you rather have?
I'd rather there be no Master of the Universe. I'm really upset with this right now.
He wins. He wins, guys.
This is going to be horrible.
I'm definitely agreeing to predict a gem-like release for this.
Yeah. Agreed. 100%. Yeah. This is gem-like release.
Maybe. I'm not against it.
Were you against Jem? Because you hate strong female characters?
Yes, that's what it is. And it's funny, the Jem comic book sells really well.
Does it?
Yeah. So the franchise isn't dead, just the movie franchise.
Well, because
dead.
The movie wasn't anything like
right,
the
exactly.
cartoon
it wasn't
and
like
comic.
A source material.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a YouTube star.
I feel like that's
thing.
What Master Universe is going to be like, because they are
he's
not going to be able to reproduce what's He-Man's all about. Tell me what Orko's going to be. Tell me what Orko's going to look like in this movie. You can't, because it's not going to exist. They're not going to make him.
That would be great.
They're not going to make him. He's going to be... It's going to be a horrible movie. It's going to be a horrible
CGI?
Movie.
Yeah, they probably just CGI.
What was it in the 80s one? Like a little gremlin?
It was like a wizard.
Yeah,
wizard like a little gremlin, and he played the keyboards really good.
I liked it. That was a good sound of keyboard, man.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are forgetting one thing.
I do a lot of hand motions for a podcast.
I like it. They I thought they were just
guys.
Me.
I was air playing a keyboard right
you
now.
Not
keyboard.
Just any keyboard.
The keyboard from Masters of
the
keyboard.
Yeah, the key
board. That was the joke.
I like that. But anyways, you guys forget the original cartoon wasn't very good.
No, I did not forget.
It was
that.
Basically to sell toys. The toy line was fine because that's what the focus was.
I had toy line,
but you had your own toy line.
Yep.
Sweet. He's not
Leander, the man from space. So I kind of look at the old Dolph Lundgren movie as like, what, less way better than the cartoon?
Yeah,
and it took a lot of liberties, right. And I'm
yeah.
like,
yeah.
And even I don't know the last time I watched it, but I've watched it within like the last 10 years, and it holds up as an '80s movie.
Isn't Courtney better, Cox in that movie or something? Who's
somebody
in that movie?
Is was it her? Yeah, I think it might have been her.
Yeah,
somebody who went on to be.
If only there was some way to look
like a phone. Anyways. Internet. I thought that old movie was great, but I have a soft spot for Dolph Lundgren. Mm. So,
and he doesn't have a soft spot on his entire body.
Oh,
sorry, I'm the worst.
He'll get soft. All right, so my last little bit of news: there's a new Deadpool miniseries, a 5-issue miniseries coming out called Deadpool and the Mercs for Money. It is a miniseries about a team that Deadpool will lead, and they go on really crazy missions to get giant payouts. And it is a team of really crappy, for the most part, 90s characters. And it's kind of funny in that respect. It's written by Cullen Bunn, who is known for Deadpool. So the team is Deadpool, Stingray, Massacre, Solo, Fool Killer, Terror, and Slapstick.
Okay.
They are some of the worst characters. Not all of them. Like, Fool Killer had a moment in, like, the 80s, but that's it. They're all really under-the-radar characters.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah. This isn't the one that Rob Liefeld's drawing, is it?
No, he is not. Salvador Espin is doing the art.
Because there's a new Deadpool comic.
Did you hear about that?
Graphic novel coming out with the return of Mr. Liefeld.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's funny, because in that, I just got done reading the last run of Deadpool, and they actually just, like, make fun of him in that book. Like, in the text of the book. They, like, make allusions.
That's great.
To pouches.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. I don't know. Does anyone know why they kicked Brian Posehn off the new run? Because it has the other guy. It has that guy Dugan, who's writing the new Deadpool, but it doesn't have Brian Posehn. And I thought...
He may have wanted to stop. I don't know.
Maybe. That was a good book.
They brought back Mr. Show. Maybe he had to focus on that.
That's
possible. How was he on Mr. Show?
Yeah. That's probably what it was.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'll throw him on a different book. There's other... He could get, like, the next run of, like, Howard the Duck or something like that would be perfect for him and his sense of humor.
Yeah. I mean, I think he really brought, like, a outsider comedian's, like, viewpoint to a comic that I probably wouldn't have otherwise actually read that much of. So, I hope he gets on something. He's a good writer.
Interesting.
We love you, Brian.
Oh, yeah, we should tweet at him.
Tweet him.
What should we tweet him?
What you writing, dog?
Done.
D-O-G.
No explanation. Not I D-A-W. Won't mention the podcast. I'll just be like, what you writing, dog? He'll be like, farts, and that'll be the conversation.
Okay, well, we'll report on it next time.
All right.
See how that goes.
What's great is we're going to forget about this, and it's someone who
listens
to it.
I'm not going
to
forget. I'm not going to forget to do that, and I'm not going to forget to start a band with Ryan and do the Terminator Little Mermaid theme song.
Yep.
We're not
and get a million views.
Things.
We're not going to forget.
You get double sued. That'll be great.
It's under free use for parody.
That's right. Mm. That's right. Fair Use Act. That's what I'm talking about. Copyright protections. Got nothing.
Okay. That's right, Leander. Shake your head all you want. That's the law.
All day.
That's the law.
Yeah.
Law. All right, guys. Let's do some reviews and wrap this up. Who wants to go first? Anybody.
The host with the most.
The host with the most.
You're up first.
Oh, I'm the host with the most. Woo. That's like a compliment.
He's a very, accommodating host because he always looks around for everyone else.
All right. And he only kills 2 out of 3 band members.
That's right. I'm going to do Drax number 1.
Groan. That wasn't the weight of the table, folks.
It was the weight of our hearts.
So as I've stated, I'm not big on a lot of these new Marvel books. Mm-hmm. This one is written by 2 people, Cullen Bunn, who a lot of people like, and the former wrestler, now UFC fighter, CM Punk.
Oh, God.
Why?
Why? Why indeed?
And he's written already for Marvel. He wrote the Thor annual like last year, which was okay. He's not terrible, but this book is not great either. So it's not the worst. It's not the best. If you like all things Guardians, it's fine. It's basically the Guardians are in the beginning. They're all fighting aliens trying to stop a bomb from going off.
It's very basic plot, and then once they defeat the aliens, they all start going their separate ways, and Drax is kind of like, but I want to do stuff, let's do stuff. And then he's like, all right, well, I got nothing to do, I guess I'll go kill Thanos. So the whole point is, he's like, well, what do I do? I'm going to go kill Thanos. And Rocket gives him lends him an old clunker ship for him to use. He's like, well, you're not going to listen to me. Here, take this ship. The ship is a complete piece of crap. He ends up crash landing on a weird planet where he gets confronted by a old school Silver Surfer villain in a bar, which is the lead-in for issue two. The writing was okay. It's kind of always weird whenever you get one of these books where two people are writing, mm-hmm. kind of like you were saying with Deadpool, but Posehn has kind of his own style, so you kind of see where he shines through. I don't know how much writing CM Punk is going to do, but it was okay. It wasn't terrible. I don't want to read issue two. Mm. Even though I like the character that shows up.
Is it an ongoing?
It is ongoing.
It's an ongoing.
Mm. Yeah. Yep. But so, who knows?
I mean, we got number ones here. What happened to the universe?
I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Thanks, Secret Wars. Secret Wars.
What happened? Yeah. People are just acting like nothing happened. Having number ones where they are the same guy and not know the same people.
Except for...
Everything's different.
Except for Dr. Doom.
Mm. Yeah, we know about that.
Everybody knows mm-hmm. about that? Everybody here?
Yeah, we know last
Wait, about that.
Do I know about it?
You can
listen to
the
last
podcast. Well, don't ruin it for Lou. Then we'll move on.
Caught red-handed.
Yeah. Would you like to go, Leanne?
I guess so.
We'll just go around?
Yeah. Insufferable, number 7. This book is insufferable.
Is it?
It is. I hated it. It is like sludge. Wait,
too. Did you start with number 7?
Yeah.
He's been doing this for the past couple podcasts where he goes to the shelf over there and just randomly picks things.
And number 7?
Which I love, actually. I think it's great.
I don't like it at all. I mean, it's like sludge how slow it is. It's ridiculously bad. From what I understand, there is the main hero vigilante character. I didn't even take the time to care to remember the name. It's the one with the purple hood, mm-hmm. right? The purple hooded one, and this other guy who is like some preppy kid. You find out during this book that this guy is, I'm sorry, the purple hooded guy is the father of this other kid who's mm-hmm. in the sidecar. And because there was some DNA test done or whatever. So these two journalists were trying to like set him up and like blackmail them for something. Their secret identities have been blown. Everyone knows who they are now, right? But it was so crappy. The whole idea was that it was just these two journalists, these brother and sisters, who were trying to set them up in some sort of trap so the bad guy can kill them. But it was just... I don't even know how to explain it because it was so bad.
Hmm.
I mean, that's pretty much what I told you is what happened.
So was it bad because you jumped into the middle of something or just
No, it was bad because the writing was bad. What took so long was that they met with the female reporter first, right? And then they caught the female reporter red-handed. Like, oh, we know that you're trying to set up us in a trap, and we know that your other brother, is a reporter for the other thing, for the other news company. But the way they explained this backstory through, like, a typewriter-type thing was so long. It took me forever to, like, go through what I didn't need to hear all that.
Not your type of story.
Not my
I see all this typewriter stuff.
Yeah, it was unnecessary. About. They could have cut this book in half, and it would have been at least a decent story, but there were times where they just went way too long and, like, played out plots for way too long, and they should have just, like, moved it along. It was just too slow. It was too slow. That's the only problem. It was too slow.
Usually Wade's pretty good, too.
Won't be tweeting Mark Wade on this one.
I wonder. Tweet at him and say, "Don't listen to my most recent podcast."
Yeah.
Because I'm going to shit on Avengers too.
So. Oh, man. Oh, snap! And there were like 50 pages of ads in the back too, which I also didn't appreciate. It was already slow enough, and then I got to read 20 pages of ads.
Creator-owned content doesn't pay for itself. I don't think he sold 50,000 copies of Insufferable Number 7.
Apparently not.
And now he won't sell anything. Thanks to you. That's why there's ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there's going to be more ads.
Now there's more ads. That's all right. I won't be reading them anymore.
Damage done.
Yeah. Sorry, Wade. You messed up. All right.
Damn.
All right. Well, I mean, I was going to do my other book, but I guess since I already mentioned... We're on the Wade train. I'll do all new, all different Avengers,
number one. It's pretty excited for this. Number Mark one. Waid. Mm-hmm. Super, super fluffy book, you guys. Like, all of the fluff in this book. It's a number one. Basically, like, nothing happens. There's a backup story mm-hmm. in there, all right, where Nova meets Miss Marvel, mm-hmm. or Ms. Marvel. Mm-hmm. And I don't usually read backups as a rule. I hate them. I think that there should just be more story comic, but because it was so, like, I felt, I was just like, I paid $5 for this.
For nothing.
I paid
to happen.
$5 and nothing happened. I'm reading the backup. The backup was pretty good.
Was it Waid?
Waid wrote the backup too, okay. So mm-hmm. I'm only half shitting on him. Mm-hmm. But I think maybe he should have focused more on the number one at hand than on the cute little backup story of Nova and Ms. Marvel meeting mm-hmm. or whatever. It's kind of like a funny little, like, it's called You're a Jerk because they're both teenagers mm-hmm. and there's, like, inner monologue going on of, like, you know, like when you say something to a girl you just meet and you're like, that was stupid. And then, like, the girl's thinking, like, that wasn't so stupid. That was kind of funny. And he's just like, I'm not funny. And, you know, like, all the thing. And then flipping and flopping.
Right.
It's a delightful little story. I don't even know what Ms. Marvel's powers are. I don't read her book. I don't know anything about her.
She stretches.
Mm-hmm. She's stretchy. Stretcher.
At least.
But, yeah, so, like, in this... Who's the
cast, at least?
To start out, it's Captain America, Spider-Man...
Falcon Captain?
Falcap. Fac-Calp.
Fac-Calp.
And
that's all new and all different.
That's all new. He's kelp, all kelp, and Ultimate Spider-Man,
Miles Morales,
and regular Iron Man okay. so far. And I'm assuming Nova mm-hmm. and
Ms. Marvel
will be on the team as well.
All new.
And based upon the cover, I'm guessing Thor, Vision, and that's it.
Yeah.
So it's almost like Kid Avengers, really, because. What's her name? Thor is new. She's yeah. a new hero. You got Miles and whatever. But I just, for a $5 book, it's so funny.
I just like the way you said that.
Miles, whatever. Whatever. Miles, Spider-Man. I love Ultimate Spider-Man, guys. Not great. Not great, Mark. Not great.
Pull it up, Mark. You got too many books on your shelves.
Yeah, exactly. Especially considering it was a $5 book with a backup.
Well, that's not his fault.
Well, but I'm saying that if they would have just made the backup, because I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe if there was no backup and there was more story, I would have a better. Mm-hmm. Maybe issue two is going to be amazing. I'm not going to drop it yet. I like to give things 12 issues before I drop them.
Very generous.
Oh, wow.
That's
wow.
almost a whole Jeez. Run for Marvel.
Yeah.
12 issues
yeah.
in a row.
Oh, my yeah. gosh.
All right, Lou.
Don't give him
Take
crack.
Us home.
All right. I also have a disappointing book.
Oh, man.
So I decided I haven't.
Bad reviews all around.
Yeah, I haven't actually read a continuing X-Men book since I was probably in sixth grade. So, like, you know what? Let's give it a shot.
Sure.
So just picked one randomly of the nine or so X-Men
titles. Drawn by Colossus's metal beard.
I don't remember why I was drawn to this. Mm-hmm. I was just like, let's pick one of them. So I guess sure. I pick this. Or Tim put it in my bin. I don't know.
I may have.
He does that.
Probably.
But
no,
I
you,
think
you
I,
it.
Yeah, I do remember it. So
you
consented to this book.
Yep. Officer, he wanted to read the book.
Yep. Anyway, so this is Jeff Lemire, who I've never read anything by him, but everyone says he's a good writer, and I'm not feeling it. It's sort of the same thing Ryan was saying. It's just like, it's your standard, all right, it's a new number one, let's put together the team, and it's sort of like they're picking people for the kickball team. Like, who's going to be on this book now that whatever happened in Secret Wars is going to happen? It's like, totally new game. All right, I'll take Magic and Colossus and Storm. And really that's all that happens is, like, they just...
Picking characters.
Pick characters. Mm. And so I guess, like, everything's sort of back to normal in the world, whatever that is, because they talk about the Terrigen Mist, like, mm-hmm. affecting mm-hmm. mutants. So I know that happened, and... the regular world, and yeah, that's it. So they just sort of like pick team members, and that's really all that happens. And then at the end they pick up Old Man Logan,
And they say, there's someone who's here who shouldn't be here. And it's Old Man Logan. So there's no explanation. He's just walking through the Arctic. Because what else would he be doing? He's all Wolverine. He's, of course, he's in the...
Just wandering around in the woods.
Yeah, just wandering.
Logan.
So then this crazy... One crazy thing happens at the end of the book. A sentinel flies up to him. And Wolverine jumps on him. He's like, you picked a bad day to fight, bub. And then the sentinel goes, please don't hurt me. He goes, don't hurt you. What the fuck? And they bleep it out. But like, I'm like, what just happened? Did anyone who knows about X-Men?
No, I mean, I know about X-Men. I don't know what that business is.
Yeah. And the face the Sentinel is making when Wolverine attacks him—it's hilarious.
It's shocking.
He's like a little kid.
Aww.
Readers at home,
poor Sentinel.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, aside from that little nugget, which I don't even know what that is, this book was boring.
That's unfortunate.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it.
All right. Well,
I will probably give it one more issue, and then
there you go.
You don't want to do
the Sentinel.
You don't want to do the other 11.
I'm not going to do a baker's dozen. Give it a year.
Give it a year. Got to give it a year. Sometimes it takes things a while to get rolling.
I mean, they claim it's extraordinary.
Mm. Well, it seems pretty ordinary. The ordinary X-Men.
That's a burn.
Sick burn.
All right. Well, that's it.
That's it.
Oh, closing arguments.
Not good. So, no reason to go to the comic store.
Stay home.
Join us for our next minisode where we review books we probably like.
Probably better.
Better books on the minisode, people.
All right. Listen to it.
Thank you for listening.
Later.
Told me.
Leave him alone.
What's she gonna do? Hit me with her diaper?
I'll show you, you overgrown trash can!